Reading now from Isaiah chapter 55 verses 1 through 9. And in my Bible, the heading for this passage is An Invitation to Abundant Life. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the good news of our God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. O Lord, you offer us abundant life this day. May we accept your offer. Amen. Why are you wasting your time and your energy and your money? Well, maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. But many of us, do we not have a positive talent for wasting time and energy and money? And how do we define waste? What is it to waste those things? Well, TV is not a waste of time, is it? But it can be a real time waster. You know what I mean? Do you ever sit down in front of the TV and go brain dead? Just zone out for a while? You've had that experience? You know, the average American watches between 4 and 6 hours of TV a day, depending on which survey you believe. It's an astonishing thought. Dining out. Do you like to eat out? Do you like to eat out? I like to eat out. It's like a mini vacation, right? You have a rough day, you go out and make yourself feel better with food, right? Eating out's not a waste of money, but it can be a real money waster. You know what I mean? The same salad I get for $5 at Wendy's, I can make it home for $2. Right? That's true. That's true. Surfing the net, tweeting, spending time on Facebook are not a waste of time and energy. No, I take that back. Just kidding. I know they're dear to some of you. But my point is, even things that are really great can be a real waste of time, money, and energy if they distract us from what really satisfies our lives. If they distract us from what really feeds our souls. And I'm thinking, of course, or in general terms, of our relationships with our neighbor and our God and our relationship even with ourselves. Did you know you had a relationship with yourself? You do, don't you? That person you spend all that money and time and energy on, you have a relationship with yourself. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy, says Jeremiah's God? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. The prophet's words are admonitory, a warning to people, I think, of people especially like you and me, that is, people who've got it pretty good. Not so much to the poor who have to scramble just to make a go of things. I once saw a man digging a ditch in a little town in the north of Nicaragua. Very poor place. I don't know what the ditch was for. Maybe they were lucky enough to have a water supply coming in. Most people up in that part of the country get their water out of a dirty stream. They might have been just digging a sewage ditch. I've been in little towns where the sewage runs right through the middle of the town in an open ditch. I don't know what he was digging. Anyway, we're heading somewhere that morning, and there was the man digging the ditch. Passed by an hour later. He was still digging the ditch. 2 hours later, we came back again. He was still digging the ditch. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was digging the ditch. And we came by about 5, heading home for dinner. And there he was, digging the ditch. Poor man did not seem to have a lot of time to waste. And I expect he made about $1 a week doing whatever he did. So he didn't have money to waste either. I'm not saying that Jeremiah's word is not addressed to people in that situation in life. I'm not saying that at all. It only seems to me to strike a clearer tone with folks who enjoy a discretionary income. For people who have time for leisure. For people who have the time or have the privilege of making choices as to how they spend their time and their energy and their wealth. You know what I mean? We are the ones who generally have the spending problem, and we have the satisfaction problem too. And if you doubt that that's true, pay some attention to suicide statistics in the world. And notice that it's not in the poorest nations where people tend to do themselves in. No, life is too precious in places like that. But rather, it is in industrialized, wealthy nations where people more than in other places run out of reasons to live. Why do you spend your money and your time and your energy on that which does not satisfy? It's a really good question. Why do we spend our time on what doesn't satisfy? Do we believe that satisfaction is possible? Isaiah or Jeremiah says, yes, it is. Satisfaction is available. He says, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Now, at first, that sentence sounds a little odd. How can you buy that which is without price? But if I were going to make a bet on it, and I won't, but if I were, I would suggest this, that Jeremiah is saying, spend your money on your lives. Spend your lives on that which is priceless. Delight yourselves in the abundance that your God wants to give you. Spend your lives on what is priceless. Yeah, I think that's what he means. On what is priceless. Didn't Jesus himself talk about buying a pearl of great price? Priceless. Remember that story? Man finds a pearl and he sells everything he owns to go out and get that pearl. Is there anything worth that much? Is it humanly possible to be completely satisfied? I believe that this is the question that our world dares not ask, but whose answer people want more than anything else. Instead of asking, seeking, and finding, we so often hide, evade, distract, and dissemble. Sometimes we lie to ourselves about the values of things and the meaning of our lives. We forget in whose image we have been made and for whose sake we live. And forgetting, we lose the possibility of peace and joy and abundance and satisfaction. As St. Augustine famously said, because you have made us, our hearts find no rest until they rest in thee. Jesus once said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. The question is, was he speaking to you? Was he speaking to you? And was he telling the truth? Let's pray. We confess, Lord, that sometimes life is not very satisfactory. Maybe we've got lots of money. maybe we've got lots of time to spend on whatever we'd like to spend it on. And yet we find that there is little peace and joy within us. Help us to believe, Lord, that your kingdom is full of joy and peace and satisfaction. And let us find ourselves there by your grace this day. Amen.